Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, a special electronic version of today's Beef Buzz Online, as we have our full and complete interview with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, as we talk about the so-called GPSA rule that has been moved forward by USDA. They've actually split the rule from last June into several parts, one part being thrown out altogether. It's no longer going to be considered by USDA. Another part that sticks very closely to the 2008 farm law is a final rule is what they're calling it. It'll be considered and blessed by OMB before being published as a final rule. Then there's an interim rule that'll receive some public comment period and also to be considered by OMB right away. And then there's portions of the rule that are going to be basically looked at further by USDA. And there's some parts of that that are concerning to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin Woodall with us today from NCBA's Washington, D.C. office. Colin, your reaction to all of this from Uncle Sam from this last Friday?
Our initial reaction is we're very encouraged with what we saw, because when you look at what they rolled out to us, they said that they are going to publish a final rule on four of the five provisions that were in the 2008 Farm Bill. Those four are ones that actually don't apply to cattle producers. So in that particular instance, I think we dodged a pretty major bullet. But we found out that really our fight's not over here, because the biggest issues we have, those were definitions of things like competitive injury, undue preference, unfair practices. Those are all things that were mandated in the Farm Bill, but looks like USDA is going to postpone consideration of that portion of the bill. Of the rule, and that concerns us, because those are the ones that have the biggest impact on our ability to contract cattle. So this fight is not over.
Why did they decide not to push those?
You know, when you look at this whole new proposal from USDA, I think it reflects several things. I think it reflects the number of comments that they received and the quality of those comments. I think it also reflects the economic analysis that the different segments of the industry did that showed how it was going to be so detrimental to us. And I think the involvement from numerous members of Congress who are really holding their feet to the fire on not only the process that they went through, but the lack of doing an economic analysis, I think all those things went towards telling them they needed a major retooling. And so I think that's why we have seen a retreat back to just the original provisions in the Farm Bill. And also, I think the pressure on this economic analysis also determined that they were only going to do four of those rather than all five.
Do you think that the analysis that Dr. Glauber did perhaps dictated some of those decisions?
I think it probably did, just because from what we understand from Dr. Glauber, the proponents of the GPSA rule, those who were supporting it, actually didn't submit any sort of economic data to support their position. On the other hand, our side, those that were against the rule, we put out quite a few pieces and quite a few different analyses of the economic impact. And Dr. Glauber said because of that, he relied pretty heavily on a lot of our information. And I think that shows that, one, we were definitely on the right track in our concerns. And it's quite obvious that that was enough to register with the secretary and his team in trying to find out a way to make this as least detrimental to livestock as possible.
Colin, obviously there were several items, I think three different items that were mentioned that USDA basically threw out, period, that they're not going to revisit at all. And those all had impact on the beef cattle industry, didn't they?
They did, Ron. The two in particular that we were really concerned with were the ban on packer-to-packer sales, and then also the requirement that each individual packer had their own dedicated buyer at all auction barns. Those two, on the surface, they sure sounded kind of good to a lot of people, but when you really look at the details, they were going to be extremely disruptive to cattle flow and the cattle marketing opportunities here in the United States. We understand that those are completely off the table now, so we don't have to worry about them. So really a great thing. Another issue that we had was USDA had required that sample contracts be submitted to them to be posted on the website. We had a lot of concern that there was not the opportunity to protect proprietary information. And on top of that, we were concerned that basically you're showing or exposing every business deal to everybody who wants to look at it. And we really believe in the fundamental American business tenet of a willing buyer, willing seller being able to negotiate a private business transaction. Well, the provision to provide contracts is still there, but now it only applies to poultry and pork contracts. It does not apply to cattle contracts. So those are the three areas where, from what we understand, we were completely victorious, and so we're very pleased with that. But as I said, overall, we're not out of the woods yet because there's still some pretty significant provisions out there that that USDA intends to reconsider and repropose as a rule down the line.
You got that pretty. In other words, this is not just we're going to pull them back indefinitely. They seem to be indicating that they probably would bring them back.
That was their indication. And when you look at the language in the Farm Bill, it mandates that they do so. So I think it's going to be really hard for them to sit on this. They're going to have to put something out there, and we know that that will have an impact on us.
I guess based on what we saw with the one proposed rule, or interim rule, we may have the chance at least to make some comments when they retool them, right?
From what we understand, this next set of reproposed rules will go through the whole process again. So it will come out as a proposed rule, much like this one did back in June of 2010, and it will allow for comments, it will allow for review and changes. So we'll have the whole process in order to engage. So that is a good thing. They won't be reproposed as a final rule.
One other thing, Colin, as far as on that one area that they're kind of leaving out there, as far as one element of that, this whole issue of competitive injury. I know that was one of the key things that a lot of folks have expressed tremendous concern about.
The competitive injury really was the area where we spent our most time because that was the change that we felt was going to really open up cattle marketing to the trial lawyers, because basically you were just saying that contracts and claims against packers could be based on just what people thought was fair or unfair without any justification or definition. And we knew that was going to invite lawsuits left and right. And we also knew that because of that, we were probably going to revert back to commodity cattle, where it was going to be a one price fits all, regardless of quality, quantity, or hide color. And so the fact that that's still out there for consideration is of a huge concern to us.
And any hint at all from USDA officials on a time frame for repackaging those?
No, there was no hint at all. They just said that there would be more coming, but did not give us any indication at all on time frame.
All righty, very good. Do you expect at some point to be able to see Glauber's analysis at all or not?
We will be able to see Dr. Glauber's analysis when the rule goes final for this first portion. And I'm not so sure whether we'll get to see the whole thing or only the portions that are tied to this final rule. That's a question that we don't have an answer to.
I guess that would be fairly important to see that at some point, especially on these rules that are still out there that could be repackaged.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that will continue to be something we call for, is the need to be able to review all economic analysis before we ever see anything on competitive injury or the undue preferences, unfair practice situation.
Thank you, Colin. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association helping us with a little clarity on the developments in the so-called GIPSA rule that came from USDA on Friday, November 4th. And that's a special online edition of our Beef Buzz for this 7th of November. Hope you're going to have a great day, everybody. We do remind you, Beef Buzz shows heard all across our region on great radio stations that are part of the Radio Oklahoma Network. And you can actually hear previous Beef Buzz shows by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, clicking on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any column, and there you are. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.